Hello.
Hello, my name is Shamisha. Returning a call from customer support. May I help you?
Who?
You said what,
Who is
sir?
this? Who is this?
Jamisha from customer support.
For who?
Sir, we service and we represent over 100 online vendors. If you can give me your zip code, I can give you some of that information.
Oh, no, I don't give information to people I don't know on the phone.
Okay, sir, well, I cannot help you.
Okay, I don't understand where or who you're calling me from.
I am calling from a call center and we represent over 100 online vendors, so we service a lot of companies. So I really don't know which company you ordered from or got charged from unless you give me some of your information, like your zip code.
85201.
85301 or 2?
85201.
Okay, sir, our system is kind of slow, but you are still loading. Can I get your first and last name, please?
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but ma'am, I need to find out who you are first. I understand you represent a multitude of companies. There's one thing I'm waiting on, the only thing I could think of that would be calling me, but I'm not going to give my information to strangers unless they give me more information.
Okay, sir, well, that's pretty much all I can tell you.
Like, what are you calling me for, is what I'm asking. Once I give you my information, what does that help you?
It helps me figure out what do you need me to do. Like, did you get charged, or do you want to cancel a membership with whoever you ordered your things from?
Can you tell me what companies you represent?
It's a lot of companies. Like it's 100 companies, so.
I got nothing but time today.
Okay. Hero Fit. We do male enhancement companies. We sell vitamins. Yeah, stuff like that.
No male enhancement companies.
Electronics.
Yeah, but I only buy those from the actual stores, so they would call me.
Okay, sir. Well, if you don't give me your information, then I can't do anything. I know this sounds fishy and weird and stuff, but that's the only way I can do anything. I'm not gonna ask you for your card number and stuff like that. I just need your zip code and
I
your
gave you
first and
my zip
last
code.
name. It's a large
That's
system.
Morales.
May you spell your first and last name?
SETH.
SATH.
SETH, like in the Bible, Seth Morales.
And Morales, how do you spell that?
MORALES.
Okay, give me one second while I try to find you in our system.
What's the name of your company?
Okay, give me one second, sir. Like I said, I'm just a call center agent, so I
For what
do
company?
tactical bag. You ordered a bag?
Technical bag. Okay, there we go. We're getting somewhere. All right, I recognize that name.
Yes, sir. Like I said, we couldn't do nothing without the main information. So, you know.
You understand my weariness, especially around the holidays. Like, you called me and then asked me for my information. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I
That's not the way
completely
it usually goes.
understand.
And I'm not coming at you. That your company should get that shit straight.
Yes, sir. They really do.
Come on.
Okay, can you confirm your address? This is protocol also. because we can already
yes.
see it.
I ordered that a little while ago. I was wondering where it might be. It's 250 West Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Mesa, Arizona, 85201.
Okay. Give me a second. Our system is loading really slow. I don't know why.
Come on.
Okay, Mr. Morales. I see the tactical bag. You paid shipping, not shipping and handling, but you end up in a sweepstakes for it for 11/18 on 11/18, November 18th.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay, and now, okay, so now I see you are getting charged $67.32 monthly. It's the membership fee. So let me explain.
Wait, what? Oh, that's getting canceled, and everyone that I paid of it's going to get canceled.
Okay, sir, can you let me explain of why it's happening so you can understand?
Oh, no, I'm going to, the second I get off with you, I'm going to get on the phone with my attorney and make sure that this is definitely going to go anywhere. Then it's also probably going to... Gonna make sure that this doesn't happen to anybody else.
Okay, sir. They were valid charges. If you didn't read the terms and conditions, then this what will happen.
Well, I did. But the good thing about everything that I do online is that I always screen record it. So that transaction was screen recorded from the start to the finish. So if it wasn't clearly stated, and I'm disabled, by the way, I'm a disabled American veteran. So. If that wasn't clearly stated on the page, not only will I be getting my money back, I might be getting a little extra or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, I completely understand, but these were valid charges. You were charged five, so when you ordered, you said on the call, on the recording line, that you ordered five. You paid for it on 574 a long time ago, which was November 18th, 2022. Okay, and then
yeah, thank you for getting handling.
Yes, and when
never
you
got,
do that,
got,
and when you do that, they if you don't cancel within 14 days.
Cancel what? I never received the bag.
You said what, sir?
I never received the bag.
Well, sir, it said.
Well, ma'am.
It said it was shipped. So I don't know why you did not get that.
Do you have a confirmation? Is there a confirmation number that you have for me?
A confirmation.
Is that being shipped?
Yes.
Yeah,
sir.
Everything on my property, is on camera, including on my computer, like I was mentioning to you.
Mm-hmm. It is a
so
confirmation.
So if there was anybody that dropped it off, it would be on camera.
The confirmation number is 262-680-317.
Hold on 1 second. Let me mark that down for my records. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Get over here.
2-6. See
you. Come here, Skip. Sorry, I'm walking my dog.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So give me 1 second. I'm going to get to a spot where I come out of traffic across the street. Like I said, I'm disabled, so I'm in a wheelchair. Give me 1 second. I'm across the street. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm across the street now. Okay, so it is.
C as in Charlie, 262-680-317.
Give me 1 second. And then just so you know, this phone call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what had happened. And when you don't cancel in 14 days,
you
will be...
I'm sorry, ma'am. Let me interrupt you. Can you repeat that number to me one more time?
Yes,
like
sir,
I said,
I
I'm disabled. Okay.
C as in Charlie, 262-680-317.
C as in Charlie, 262-310?
No, 680317.
Okay. C is in Charlie. 262.
68.
68.
0.
0.
317.
317. Okay, so let me repeat that back. C is in Charlie. 262. 680. 317.
Yes, sir.
Okay, could you say it one more time for me?
262-680-317.
And there's a C in front of that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's why. Okay, cool. So I'm going to make sure that definitely doesn't go through with the charges. And then I'm also going to make sure that this doesn't happen to anybody else. What you are, ma'am? Do you mind if I ask you, or do you believe in a higher power?
Sir, I can't have those type of conversations on the phone.
Well, I'm just asking you, like you could just say yes or no. Because there's things out there, people out there that have done things like. Put their life on the line, so every day that me and you are allowed to enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy. There's also people out there that have kids that they can't afford. There's people out there who are single mothers who are trying to take care of kids that have a deadbeat dad who's in prison or is on drugs. And then there's companies like yours that promise them things and they think they're getting a good deal. What really ends up happening is you end up taking the food out of your kids' house for you. So,
once again, sir, I cannot have this type of conversation on the phone. My manager is looking at me and also my supervisor, and also they can hear this call.
Okay. Can I tell you something real quick about me? Please, about me. I worked at a call center before I got into the service. That's pretty much what got me into here. And what we did was we offered people what we told them we were offering them was an incentive to get out of debt, a low interest way to get out of debt, to transfer all their debt to a small interest card. And what we ended up really doing was charging them $500 for a free pamphlet they could have got from any government agency, and we charged them $500 for that and put them $500 more into debt. And I would get their credit card numbers over the phone. Until I ran into a lady who had this exact same conversation I'm having with you right now. And I'll tell you what, that paycheck was nice every week. But after I got out of that, my life got better. A million times better. Not just because of the paycheck, but because I wasn't doing people dirty anymore.
Okay, sir. Is there anything else you need today?
Yes, you may feel like you wake up and you go to work and you're taking care of business, but that's not the right way to live. It's the right way to manage people. It's the same thing as going out and selling drugs, or it's the same as going out and stealing from somebody. The exact same. And until you make a change, your life won't be a change. Can I ask you this? Are you where you want to be at in life right now? Are you happy?
Yes, sir.
You are?
Yes, sir.
You sleep good every single night?
Mm-hmm.
And you're driving the car that you want to drive?
And yes, sir.
Your family calls you and loves to be around you, wants to spend time with you all the time?
I do not do those things. I am fine with how my life is. But is there anything else you need, sir?
Yeah. I promise you this: if you make a change, you will get that happiness. You will be able to attain that, regardless of your education, regardless of what your position is right now. As long as your mindset is right. And you're I don't want to say walking with the Lord, but you're basically living a good life, and you're giving thanks to a higher power. I promise you, you'll have a better life for you. Can I tell you something?
Sir.
Let me tell you something else. That lawyer I mentioned to you, he just awarded me over $2 million.
Yes, sir. Is there anything?
$2 million bucks. I just got it. You're talking to a brand new millionaire. Let me tell you something. That money, it's great, but I got to do it for good things. I got to help people out.
Yes, sir.
And,
I completely understand.
It all started when I turned my life around. I used to work in a call center just like yours. Just like it. Probably in some shitty coffee. Probably in a little shitty coffee. You guys got the old phones with the old computers that only runs the calling program. And you have to make, like, what? Let me guess. Anywhere from 1,200 to 1,500 calls a day, right? I was doing the same thing, sweetie. I'm telling you.
Okay,
granted,
sir.
It's been about 10 years since it happened. But
okay, sir. Thank you.
Is there anything, 10 years.
Sir, is there anything else you need?
What's that?
I have to.
I'm giving you guys the opportunity right now to shut it down, because, or unless you want me to talk to your supervisor, because the second I hang up with you, I'm calling Jose Rivera. Look him up. He's my attorney. He's literally on the justice court system. He's going to get me off of it. He's high up there. He's one system below the Supreme Court. That's my lawyer.
Okay, sir. That is good for you. I am
about. Should I speak to your supervisor? Because I don't think you want to hang up with me. Trust me. He's going to want to cancel it before I promise you. I haven't.
Sir, I already did. That's what I was trying to tell you, but you kept interrupting me. And also, it's a lot of calls, and so I really can't sit on the phone with you the whole time. I just canceled them, so you won't be charged anymore.
Let me do this for you. I'll do you a favor. I'll pretend like I'm interested in something else to stop you from hurting anybody else today. Is that okay with you?
Sir, I am about to disconnect the call. If you want to call back, you can, but I have to answer other calls. Sir.
Man, I'm telling you, get out now. Just get up and walk out. You'll find a better job. I'll give you my personal phone number.
Yes, sir. I completely understand. I'm only here for a little while because I start nursing soon. So, sir,
Guess what? Guess what? I just literally just invested in a home health nursing agency. Literally just did that. Tell me that's not God. Tell me that's not God talking through that. Just invested in it.
Yes, sir. I get what you're saying. I really do. But I have to.
Why don't you take my number? Take my phone number down.
Yes, sir. I already have it.
480-271.
Yes, sir. It's right.
7751.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now you give me a call. Give me a call on your lunch break, and I'll talk to you about getting you set up with a job or at least a recommendation for nursing.
Okay, sir. Thank you so very much. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
What was your name?
My name is Misha, M-E-S-H-A.
Misha, I believe in you, and I think you could do better than this, baby.
Yes, sir. I understand. But thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.